It all began in the 1950s. The type of music they were playing was a genre of music called skiffle. Skiffle had come over from America, and it was a folksy, bluesy kind of music. In Britain, the most famous star was a man called Lonnie Donegan, and everybody wanted to play music like he did. So there was a guitar, there was often a drummer, and then there were homemade instruments. One of the most popular instruments, this is why it was popular with teenagers, was a metal washboard, and you put metal thimbles on your fingers and ran your hands up and down the washboard and you got a rhythm. So the Quarrymen, 1956, going into 57, while John was still at school. We're going to hear how Paul McCartney came to join the Quarrymen, then George Harrison, and Ringo Starr never did. Ringo Starr was with other groups throughout the 50s, skiffle groups and then rock groups, but he was a drummer always, but never with the Quarrymen. We'll find out how he came to be part of the Beatles. But this is Ringo's area, Liverpool 8 or Toxteth. You can see that there's been fabulous houses here, left and right of the boulevard. It was one of the richest areas in the 19th century, and today it's one of the poorest areas in the city. This is an area of real social and economic deprivation, and as we turn, you'll see houses that have been empty for over 10 years on the left-hand side of the road, but they are just about to come back to life again. On the right, you can see the regeneration that's happened, but there was a change of government and the previous government wanted to pull these houses down, so families were moved out. The present government thinks they can be rehabilitated.